with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
We drove right past that no trespassing sign. We sat on the tailgate and watched the planes take off. We thought we had all night, there was no need to rush. That's when those cops came pulling up. And I thought, man, ain't this some shit. Your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. You were thinking that running for it would make a good story. I was thinking you were crazy as hell. You were so innocent, but you were stealing my heart. I fell in love in the back of a cop car. Man, they weren't playing. They sure threw those.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hunter Biden guilty. I'm Michelle Franzen. After a jury found Hunter Biden guilty of three felony counts, including lying about his drug use to purchase a firearm, Special Counsel David Weiss in a briefing says the case wasn't just about addiction, but illegal choices made by the president's son.
No one in this country is above the law. Everyone must be accountable for their actions, even this defendant. However, Hunter Biden should be no more accountable than any other citizen convicted of this same conduct.
ABC's Olivia Rubin has more from Wilmington, Delaware.
When they announced the very first guilty, the first of three, he had absolutely no reaction on his face. He did not even move. But by the time they announced the second and third guilty verdict, Hunter appeared to accept the verdict. He was nodding his head along as it was read out, appearing to, you know, acknowledge that he had just been found guilty.
His attorneys say they plan to file an appeal. This is ABC News. The federal government is announcing sweeping changes that could remove medical debt from your credit report.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's new regulation would ban unpaid medical bills from most Americans' credit reports.
I have about $2,300 in medical debt.
33-year-old Lexi Coburn says she's been denied car loans because her credit score took a hit from her medical debt.
It feels like a bit of a shackle on my credit report.
The credit and collection industry group has said the proposed changes would go too far and risk negatively affecting the cash flow of the healthcare community.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. For the first time since Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse, the city's main shipping channel has fully reopened. Six bridge workers died when a cargo ship crashed into the bridge, causing it to tumble. Last week, workers cleared the last wreckage from the collapsed bridge. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for all a card or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. Maybe it's the guns. That from Madison officials on Monday in the wake of a violent weekend in the city. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Madison, quite frankly, as lovely as the city is, we're not immune to that. You know, we're not special in that we have just as much access to guns as everyone else.
After weeks of relative calm, gun violence erupted Friday night with the shooting death of a 27-year-old man the city's second homicide of the year. A mass shooting on the roof of a downtown apartment building early Sunday morning injured a dozen people. Two people were shot and wounded Sunday night, one of them critically. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway called on state lawmakers to enact tougher gun restrictions. In Milwaukee County Court Monday, a verdict in the murder of a transgender woman.
As to count one, we, the jury, find the defendant, Cordell M. Housie, guilty of first-degree intentional homicide.
The 33-year-old Nina man was charged with fatally shooting 31-year-old Cache Henderson in February of last year and with setting fire to her Milwaukee apartment, where firefighters found her body. Jurors also convicted Housie on charges of arson and possession of a firearm by a felon. He'll be sentenced in August. Waupun's mayor argues there's no need to discuss closing Waupun Correctional Institution. Mayor Ron Bishop believes four recent inmate deaths were due to staffing issues that politicians in Madison have done nothing to address.
It is an old building, but I don't think the building and the age of the building has anything to do with what was going wrong in the prison.
The 176-year-old prison's former warden and eight staff members are charged in connection with two inmate deaths, one termed a homicide. In announcing the charges last week, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt cited failure to follow procedures and make necessary checks on inmates. Schmidt said those failings couldn't be attributed solely to staffing shortages. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Damp and dreary, cloudy skies and light rain this afternoon. Highs will hit the mid-70s. Chances of scattered showers and some strong to severe thunderstorms could fire up this evening, posing the threat for isolated large hail and damaging winds. Stay weather savvy. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 800-281-8193. Right now it's 62 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Making your animals perform better. And the better they perform, the better you can do your job. Efficiency is what growers are looking to add to their cow-calf operations. We've got plenty of ideas to share on today's Merck Animal Health Day's edition of AgriTalk.
Live from Marshall, Minnesota, via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This morning we begin with a conversation with Merck nutritionist Dr. Grant Crawford. Then it's Dr. Brent Meyer, Merck Tech Service veterinarian, and later Teresa Wellew. Directly following the news, Karen Bonerch from Farm Journal's Milk Eye, the handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much, and welcome. Welcome to Marshall, Minnesota, dude.
Wow. Gorgeous.
How do you like?
Yes.
It's absolutely beautiful up here. We've got a little bit of the wind. The wind is starting to come in. Uh-huh. They're expecting some storms to brew up. It's going to get hot up in this part of the world.
Okay.
There were some storms that came rolling through eastern South Dakota yesterday, mm-hmm. and really kind of turned into nothing. Us here, Marshall.
Yeah. You're expecting some storms to brew, and you're expecting it to get hot. Sounds like a full-on brouhaha you're constructing up there.
It is, absolutely.
I'll check the forecast, but yeah, that's what it sounds like to me, brother.
We got to keep our eyes on the sky. There's no question about it. Hey, big thank you to Merck Animal Health and the Marshall, Minnesota Animal Health Center for giving us a great venue to talk about some important issues. And it's all focused on keeping those animals healthy. And like I said, the healthier the animals are, the better that producers can do their job, the more efficiency there is, and the happier everybody is. So we're going to be talking about animal health here at the Merck Animal Health Days at Marshall, Minnesota. The news cycle is ramping back up again. Have you noticed?
A little bit, yeah. What do you have in mind there?
Well, just all the conversation about what's going on with the crop and the level of conversation that is taking place, I think, is what's really got me the most. And it's having a bigger and bigger impact on the markets. The, you know, we had the conversation with Brian Grady yesterday afternoon, editor at Pro Farmer. We'll talk to him again at the bottom of the hour here this morning, find out what's going on. But some of that, the crop condition influence is starting to get into the grain markets. Corn is steady to just slightly higher, soybeans steady to slightly lower. But I think a lot of that influence is just because they're looking at the crop condition reports and saying, wow, we're off to a pretty good start on both these crops.
Yeah.
Get to the news.
Indeed. I'm going to start with the National Weather Service weather. Dangerous heat continues for the Southwest and for portions of California today. The heat will also be of concern for lower elevations of Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, in case you're on vacation. Few severe thunderstorms are expected across portions of the southern plains and upper Midwest. Across Florida, a plume of tropical moisture will continue to produce showers and thunderstorms with heavy rain and possible flooding. That's for Florida.
Yeah, I tell you what, the way that the humidity was out of the system over the past couple of days in the Midwest, when it starts to roll back in, which it's going to do today, you got to be aware.
Yep. Well, private exporters reported sales of 104,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 23-24 marketing year. A daily sale in here, 104,000, not a huge, huge amount here, but China.
Yeah, but it's second verse same as the first.
Yeah.
This is the second announcement this week that we've got of soybeans to China. And so, hey, let's start a string. Let's string some sales together and see where it takes us.
Yep. I've got crop progress report highlights from USDA updated as of June 9. Corn that fell back 1 point from last week. 95% planted, 85% emerged. Soybeans, 72% good to excellent. That's ahead of 69% last year. 87% planted ahead of 84% on average, and 70% emerged. Talk about corn and soybeans. I got a tickle in my throat.
Yeah, okay. The corn setback on the crop condition index, let's not get too fired up about that. That's just, okay. The only thing that I would make note of is that there was a point increase in the corn rated poor to very poor. So it's not just some slipping from good down to fair. There is some stress out there in areas.
Well, spring wheat, 72% good to excellent compares to 74% last week, 98% planted, 87% emerged. That's ahead of the average emergence pace. And cotton, 56% good to excellent compares to 61% last week. 80% planted now and 14% squaring compares to 12% on average squaring. Winter wheat, 47% good to excellent, down 2 points from last week, but 12% harvested. That's twice as much as the 6% average.
Yep.
South American crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonier raised his Brazilian corn crop estimate 2 million metric tons, saying now that 10% of the corn has been harvested and the Mato Grosso Institute of Ag Economics has increased the corn yield estimate for Mato Grosso, Cordonier says he decided to increase his as well. A farm bill framework that was largely written months ago is ready for its release this morning via Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member John Bozeman from Arkansas, widely expected to closely follow the GOP House Farm Bill measure pushed by House Ag Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson.
Yeah, and we'll have finally, Senator Bozeman on the show early next week.
Sounds good. Contract negotiations at East Coast and Gulf Coast ports turned contentious before they even began. The Wall Street Journal reports a union could affect over 45,000 dock workers from Maine to Texas, comes ahead of the current agreement's expiry on September 30.
Chip. All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Karen Bonert, editor, Farm Journal's Mel. Good morning, Karen.
Hello, Chip.
So this week is Next Gen Week at Farm Journal. Succession planning is so important in these operations, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think it's, you know, a conversation. It's not a topic that a lot just want to talk about, but I just really encourage people to ask those tough questions. What will happen to the farm once I'm gone? And I know it can sound morbid, but the reality is, Chip, that we all have an expiration date. The thing is, we don't know when it is. So we have to plan accordingly, right? And one thing is, from that back to our State of the Dairy Industry report, it outlined that nearly half of our respondents don't have a succession plan or are unaware that next gen often is unaware what the operation plans are on this topic.
Yeah.
And to me, this is real concerning. We had Shannon Farrell, Chip, from Oklahoma State at our milk business conference last year. And he says, you know, if you don't have a plan in place, then you have a 0% chance of it working, right? So,
right.
Which is bingo. That's right. But back to that report, the larger the dairy size was, the more likely they were to have a succession plan in place. But it illustrated that all of our respondents, or not all of them, majority of our respondents, mm-hmm. Regardless of the herd size, as they plan to add a family member or bring back a partner, that next generation is more likely to come on in the next 5 years. So to me, this is perfect timing to start these conversations if you haven't, or finalize the plans if you haven't, especially before that next generation comes on board.
Exactly. Yes, Karen, it's so important. And yeah, we've all got an expiration date, but wouldn't it be more fun to have an exit date from the operation, you know, and so that you can actually make plans to see that plan come, you know, see the plan work and passing the farm down to the next generation. It's really important. Karen, thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right. That is Karen Boner, editor of Farm Journal's Mouth. We'll be back with more AgriTalk from Marshall, Minnesota in a moment.
Nasalgen vaccines give calves the strong foundation they need. New Nasalgen 3 PMH is the first and only intranasal vaccine that provides protection against both viral and bacterial pneumonia. That means protection against IBR, BRSV, and PI3, plus BRD caused by Pastorella multocida and Mannheimia hemolytica. Only need viral BRD protection? Ask about Nasalgen 3 with the longest-lasting IBR protection on the market. Visit Nasalgen.com to learn more.
Farming is unlike any other job in the world. It takes years of experience to really walk the walk. Same goes for your financial partner, which is why choosing FBN Finance makes so much sense. FBN Finance was created by farmers to help you become even more competitive with flexible terms, rates, and instant approvals up to $2.5 million for qualified applicants. And right now, get $500 off closing costs for farmland loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance LLC and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions may apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We are live in Marshall, Minnesota at the Animal Health Center for Merck Days. Big thank you to Merck Animal Health for making it possible for us to bring you some coverage from about some pretty important issues when we're talking about the animals out there. Davis, there was one news item in there that we did not have time to get to, and I want to touch on it real quickly here.
Okay.
And that is the comments from Ted McKinney at the National Association of Start Departments for Agriculture. Yep. He says that he is optimistic that Mexico's president-elect, Claudia Sheinbaum, will overturn the previous decree that bans the import of U.S. biotech white corn for human consumption.
That was right.
Dude.
Yep.
How long have we speculated that this GMO ban was a personal issue for President Obrador down in Mexico? Turns out that speculation, that perspective, looks like it was exactly right. All we had to do was get to another election and we can get rid of the ban.
Yeah. Hopefully. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Mr. McKinney here from the National Association of State Ag Departments is hopeful. He's optimistic. We'll see what President Sheinbaum, there's a little bit on her plate right now. I don't know if we could expect it anytime soon, probably.
Well, you know, this one's so easy. I think maybe we could expect it soon.
I would this love one, that. Like, sure.
This one is just, hey, you know what? Let's check this off the list of things to do because I'm going to do it. So let's check this one off. So I don't know.
It should be an easy one. Yeah.
Quickly. Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's get to a conversation with Dr. Grant Crawford. Grant is a Merck Technical Service Nutritionist here with Merck Animal Health, obviously. Grant, good to talk with you. How are you?
I'm doing well, Chip. Thanks for having me on.
Good, good, good. How's summer been up here?
It's been great, I should say. It's been, you know, after a couple of years of not having much rain, we've had some places that have had just the right amount of rain, some places that have actually had too much rain, but yeah. But I don't think you hear too many people complaining about it.
No, no. It looks like the pasture growth has been coming on really nice out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people just getting their first cutting of hay or alfalfa done. And a lot of the people I've talked to have said this is the best crop they've had in a long time.
Wow. Wow. Is that on time for up here or is that running a little bit late? It seems a little late.
I'd say just because of the rain.
Yeah.
Everything was ready. But just because of the rain, it got pushed back a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You got to watch out for the nutritional value of that alfalfa and even the grass when it gets too mature, don't you?
Right, right. Yeah, you know, particularly for the dairy farmers around here, the timing is so important on that alfalfa. You know, they can increase the tonnage, obviously, by letting it go longer, but the nutrient value goes down. So you might see some of that with this first cutting. But like I said, I don't think anybody's going to complain with the added tonnage after what they didn't have the last few years.
Right. Grant, it would drive my dad crazy if the bloom started to come and we weren't cutting alfalfa.
Oh, I know. I know. There were a lot of events missed in the summertime because we had to get out and cut and bale and all that stuff.
That right. Yeah, that's usually how middle of May down in East Central Iowa. That's usually how I spent my birthday was on the hay rack.
Yep.
So yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. How is the, when we think about animal health, it's a maintenance issue. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're going to wait for the animal to get sick and then step in and treat it and make everything okay. Let's do some preventative action out there and let's talk about the importance of worm in the cattle, making sure that everything is good and healthy out on pasture.
Yeah, Chip. And you hit the nail on the head. It's about prevention. If we wait till we see clinical signs, we're already behind the eight ball. So if we can get ahead of these things, it's very important and will certainly pay off in the long run, whether we're talking about cattle growth, reproduction, milk production, animal health, whatever it is, if we can get ahead of the issues, it's all going to fall into place after that. It's going to make the vaccination program look better, the nutrition program look better. So really it ties it all together.
Okay. So let's talk about the cow-calf operator with some beef cows out on pasture. Is the worming effort, is it focused on the cows or do we need to look at the calves too?
Well, both. Okay. If we think about where worms live, we always think about the animal, but only 5% of the worms actually live in the animal. 95% of them are out in the environment on pasture. So in springtime, you know, the last few weeks, we've seen a lot of cattle go out to pasture. And as soon as they go out to pasture, green grass, especially this year with the moisture we've had and the humidity we've had, there's already a lot of worms out there. Mm-hmm. And the only way those worms can reproduce and keep their life cycle going is to be consumed by a host, in this case, a cow or a calf. That life cycle completes, they reproduce in the gut of that animal, and then eggs are shed back onto the pasture, and that whole life cycle starts again. So that's why step one is to make ensure that those cattle are worm-free, the cows
yep.
are worm-free before they go out to pasture on the spring, so they're not shedding eggs
yep.
right away. But as soon as they go out there, they're picking up worms or larvae off the grass, and that life cycle starting. So if we can make sure they're worm-free going out to grass, and then roughly 6 to 8 weeks later, deworm them again, mm-hmm. we can help stay ahead of that life cycle so they're not shedding eggs back onto that pasture.
Okay. How do we know if we've got a problem and we're behind we're behind schedule in deworming?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's one of the biggest questions that comes up, because when you think of a lot of the animal health issues that we deal with mm-hmm. cattle, a lot of them are acute issues. They're ones that you can go out in the pasture, go onto a feedlot, and
yeah.
you see a runny nose, it might be BRD. You yeah. see one limping, it might be hoof rot. You see one with a watery eye, it might be pink eye. Well, worms aren't really that way. With worms, it's very much a subacute issue. It's, yeah. you know, you could call it death by a thousand cuts, if
yeah.
you will.
Yeah.
You don't, it's not going to jump out at you and say, this animal's wormy. And if you have one that looks that bad, you're way behind. But what worms will do is they'll decrease feed intake, and that's going to decrease growth. They'll decrease absorption of nutrients. So all those things, they may not jump out at you as being an issue, but when you go wean those calves in the fall, they might be, you know, 30 pounds lighter because yeah. that worm infection just chipped away at them over right. the summer. Or the cows may not breed back as well, or the bulls may not breed as well. So it's not something that's going to jump out at you, but it's still out there and it still is an issue.
So make sure that you're worming the bulls too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, bulls are more susceptible to worms than
really?
Than cows are. Yep.
Okay. Now you've piqued my curiosity. Why?
Well, and that's a bit of an unknown, but it's not just in cattle, but you see it in goats and sheep and other really? Grazing animals as well. And it's thought potentially that testosterone can decrease the immune response, so uh-huh. the immune system can't respond to those worms as well, and potentially estrogen might stimulate the immune response, but it's still somewhat of an unknown why that happens.
Interesting. You know, and I just want to point this out for those that don't have any cattle out there, maybe you don't even live on a farm, but you've got a pet. If you want a healthy pet, the pets need to be warm too, don't they?
Yeah, for sure. Well, one thing we found, and through research from years ago from Iowa State University, so in your state,
yeah,
that deworming has the biggest impact on any grazing animals. When you look at all the animal health technologies, so implants, vaccines, fly control, deworming is the one that returns the most amount to a cow-calf operation, because we just know they're going to be infected with worms once they go out on grazing animals. And when you think about other animals, whether they're dogs, cats, sheep, goats, yeah. whatever they are, they're going to pick up worms as well.
Mm-hmm.
And those little things in the gut that we may not think a whole lot about can cause a lot of damage.
Yeah. Little bit of investment, I won't say it's a little bit of maintenance, because we're talking about running them through the chute for this, right?
Well, you could.
Okay.
But, you know, you talk to a cow-calf producer after they've gone through all the work of calving, getting them out on pasture, and ask them to round up cattle in, you know, let's say 4th of July to run them through a chute.
Yeah.
They're probably going to laugh at you and walk away.
Right, right.
But there are what we would call feed and mineral options to deworm.
Okay.
There's safeguard feed and mineral option that can either be fed as a mineral, it's a complete mineral, or there are options you can add to a supplement feed. And those can deworm cattle right on pasture, so you don't have to bring them back through the chute. And those products are highly effective. So that's one way to do it with a lot less labor than running cattle back through the chute.
And when you think about return on investment, there's not a product out there that gives you a much better return on investment than wormer.
Yeah, not for anything on grass. The best return yeah. on investment you're going to get is through a dewormer.
Yeah, it's affordable, and the reaction that you see from the animals is pretty important. You're going to be here all day.
I will be here all day.
You're going to be back on with us this afternoon, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. Good. You are. So okay, make sure that you're around all day.
I will be.
All right. But we are live at the Marshall Animal Health Center. If you've got any questions for Dr. Grant Crawford, Merck Technical Service nutritionist, stop on out here, have a conversation with Grant, and he will make sure that you are pointed in the right direction. This is Merck Days. And we are live at the Marshall Animal Health Center. Coming up next, we're going to have a conversation with Dr. Brent Meyer. He's a Merck Technical Service veterinarian. We're going to be talking about EIDs.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. And more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
To moderate losses in the feeders, pretty slight losses in live cattle futures. So, no real fundamental news there, just kind of waiting around, waiting on cash cow trade to develop. That won't happen until much later in the week, and so just a pullback here at mid-morning. Kind of directionless in the hog market with a slight downside bias, but we are seeing the July contract trade to the upside.
All right, thank you, Brian. That's Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady on Markets Now.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
Welcome back to Ag Talk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us for Merck Day here at Marshall Animal Health Center, Marshall, Minnesota. Glad that you're with us. And, of course, a big thank you to Merck Animal Health for making it possible for us to bring these important conversations on to AgriTalk. I'm Chip, and joining us right now, Dr. Brent Meyer, Merck Technical Service Veterinarian, Merck Animal Health. Yeah. Brent, it's good to see you.
Good to see you. Glad to be on this morning.
You bet. You bet. Tell me about your day-to-day operations. What is it that you do day-to-day?
Day-to-day, the Technical Service Veterinarian, is we support our field sales with client visit, customers visits, as far as troubleshooting, problem solving, working through issues that they might have. We work with veterinarians a lot of times. I mean, personally, we get called with disease outbreaks that we get involved in to try to help figure out what's going on, what can be done to prevent those, mitigate those situations. And then we also do speaking events. And then a big part of it is research. You know, there's different, we've got vaccines, antibiotics, growth promotants, that sort of stuff.
It sounds like you're a vet that is also a consultant to other vets.
That's what I like about the job is that we, you know, as a veterinarian, you get into the profession to help producers help their animals. Yep. And that continues with this is as a resource to those veterinarians that, you know, maybe we need a little extra help or help us figure stuff out. And we jump in and, you know, across the United States and do that.
It's got to be a different job every day.
Yeah, nothing's the same. You know, it's just like in practice. You just don't know what you're going to get into every day.
Yeah.
But that's what keeps you coming back every day. To see what's going on.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, love it.
One thing that the cattle industry has been talking about for a very long time are these electronic IDs. Talk to me about why they, well, a couple of things. Why is there some controversy over the EIDs, and what do they bring to the table?
You'd say the controversies is people were private. We don't want other people to know our business. And so that's I think it's a big part of it is the pushback of are you going to protect the data that's in that EID?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hear from the field and make other opinions to that, but that's one of the big pushbacks. Personally, why that's important is we're seeing how the livestock intelligence is starting to creep into the beef and dairy space. It's been more prevalent in dairy than beef, but we're seeing it going beef. So we need to have a way to link that data with those animals so that can be managed and transferred as it goes down the production line so that the consumer has confidence in what they're purchasing and consuming.
Yeah.
So that's all that data management's huge.
Yeah. On the surface, we talk about animal ID, we talk about traceability, but you're using those electronic tags to kind of watch the health of the dairy cows, watch the health of the calves. I mean, what kind of data do those tags help you collect?
Yeah. Yeah. For example, if we get into a BRD or bovine respiratory disease outbreak, first thing we want to look at is how are our antibiotics performing? And if we don't have that information in that tag, as far as this animal was treated at this date and was retreated at this time, and then, you know, what was the outcome? That's all in that. Possibly in that system, which now we can make educated decisions on management. Otherwise, we're just shooting from the hip, not accomplishing anything. So the data we can get from that is huge going forward, as far as making sure that our animals are most productive.
You know, it's for a long time there was educated guesses going on exactly what that cow needed to stay healthy and happy. And the healthier she is, the happier she is, the more milk she's going to be making. Now you're making clinical decisions on if that cow is happy and healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. We're focused on
it. It's so cool. Yeah,
it is. Individual animal medicine. I mean, you think about, you know, the size of the operations have gotten larger, but we're actually focusing more on individual animal management. And this is EIDs as part of that is to fine tune, get down to the nuts and bolts of what's going on with that individual, which affects the whole herd.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And the data that's collected is the operations data.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Unless they choose a share with somebody, it's theirs. You know, that's the thing. And, you know, we have to get access as a veterinarian and say, can we see the data and that sort of thing? So, yeah, it's just really, I think it's something that we need to consider and to embrace. And that's where Merck, Animal Health, and AllFlex, you know, it's a great cooperation. We're together now and we provide all the opportunities to utilize the technology in our lifestyle.
Yeah. Applications for that cow-calf producer, the beef producer out there. Talk to me about that.
So, yeah, there's first thing you do is, you know, identification. We have that identifying tag. You got to have that because there's nothing worse than, you know, treat the black calf out in the pasture. Well, we got to know which calf it is. Okay. Right. So the EID is linked to that. The same numbers on the tag is on the EID. So that's the starting place of that. But the more we get into this is you know, we have cow-calf, sense-hub cow-calf, sense-hub feedlot, which now is linked to, we can pick out animals that are different from the herd. Mm-hmm. And so that is part of that whole data package by utilizing of the technology.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. How else does this add to the bottom line, Brent?
Well, if you think about it, the bottom line is returning your investment. Mm-hmm. Okay. So to me is they have to be identified. We have to manage the health of the animal. And if we can keep those animals healthier, more productive, whether performance or reducing our sickness and our deads, that initial investment of the ear tag EIDs is a huge payback because we can manage that individual animal so that we keep them more productive going forward.
Right. Right. Yeah. There, you know, the one thing that we have to remember is there is a cost to the ear tag. There is a cost to the data management and everything. So you are looking for that return. But I mean, we were talking about it with Grant. There's a return on making animals out there. Well, this is a way of making sure that you've got clean and healthy animals out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I said this before is individual animal management is where we're at. And they have to be disease, you know, limit disease, the infection rate on these animals and to make sure that we're treatment protocols are actually working. And the only way we can do that is if we have data we can manage.
Gotcha. Okay. Switch gears on you a bit here. Yep. Talk to me about preconditioning calves.
Yeah, preconditioning calves. You know, we've talked about that for many years, but the value that we are seeing with cooperation with Superior Livestock, and we just work with Kansas State, is that if the calf, the most desirable calf at sale is a 45-day weaned, double vaccinated, whether it's clostridial double vaccinated and the BRD vaccines, weaned 45 days, that's bringing about a $45 premium at sale. And so the return on investments is pretty large there. I mean, we're at least 10 to 1 if you look at, you know, the input cost to get that double vaccinated animal. And so that value is there. I mean, the livestock auction data that we got from Superior, you know, even a nursing calf implant is $60 advantage over a non-implanted calf.
Wow.
You know, and Dr. Crawford talked about the deworming aspect of it. You know, they're 30, 40 pounds easy with deworming while on pasture. And so what's cool about that data is that we actually have something we can come to the producers and say, hey, if you do this procedure, like implanting, this is what you're going to expect. And there's no difference in sale price between a non-implanted calf and an implanted calf. And so that's what's huge about with that data. But without, you know, EID and tracking those with, you know, combining that situation with what we have, that's how we can find information now.
Yeah, yeah. And you can take that data that's then gathered by an EID and it transfers with the calf, right?
Yeah. If you put in what you want to put in,
yeah,
you know, as much information. Yeah. And that moves on down the line. That's next phase. And so there's that confidence that we build with the consumer.
The feedlot manager has got to be able to look at that and think, hey, I thank God there's an EID in there. You know, it was the same as the steel tags before, right? Once they were preconditioned, they could get the steel tag.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, the EID, you can put the information, you know, it goes with the calf, but there's also preconditioned tags that we have. And we have PrimeVac. That's Merck's program. Mm-hmm. We have PrimeVac tags, that sort of stuff that we can put in there to identify those animals that they've been through the program. But what's nice about, like with PrimeVac, is there's a veterinarian is involved to make sure that all the procedures are done correctly. So there's accountability to the program so that the next person purchasing the calves have confidence of these procedures were done and we can expect the performance and health that we would want to have.
Yeah, it used to be buyers beware.
Yeah. Right.
You know, now it's buyers. If you don't check the data,
yeah,
it's on you.
Yeah. That's where that $45 per head comes into play.
Right.
Because they see the value into that preconditioning program.
$45 a head, even in this market.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Man, yeah. Man. Have you seen a market like this before?
Oh, it's crazy. You know, you think about some bottle calves.
Yeah.
Bottle calves are bringing $700-$800. You know? It's like, that's crazy.
Why not make an investment in that animal?
Exactly. I mean, it's more important now than ever to keep them animals alive and you know, just to utilize a veterinarian to get a program, a protocol in place. It's a no-brainer. You got to protect your investment because they're worth so much right now.
Well, yeah, there's so much risk. As soon as they hit the ground, you've got dollars laying there.
Yeah, yeah. That's why the nursing calf implant, the deworming on pasture, synchronizing your cows so they're tight calving distribution. You throw all that together, your return on your investment is I've figured it out. Combining those are 100-1. Easy.
Wow. Fantastic. Dr. Brent Meyer, Merck Technical Service Veterinarian. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
We'll talk
time.
More this afternoon.
Sounds good.
All right. We are live at the Animal Health Center, Marshall, Minnesota. It's Merck Day here at the Animal Health Center in Marshall. Okay, when we come back, we've got Teresa Wellew. She is the director here at the Animal Health Center.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that the first June Dairy Month was celebrated in Wisconsin in 1939? Dairy Month was intended to showcase the national dairy industry in the face of drastic milk surpluses and plummeting milk prices. In 1944, Dairy Month was celebrated to promote dairy as vital to victory during World War II. Cheesemakers produce over 600 varieties, types, and styles of cheese. This message is brought to you by Wisconsin Credit Union. 14 locations to serve you. WisconsinCU.org. Wisconsin Credit Union, where they say, we belong to you.
Our community is made up of lots of different members with different interests and dreams. The same is true with our members at Wisconsin Credit Union, who count on us for lots of different things to help pursue those interests and dreams. From a range of savings and checking accounts to loans, mortgages, and financial planning, as well as specialized business accounts and services too. And unlike banking at some places where you're just a number, when you bank at Wisconsin Credit Union, you're actually an owner in a not-for-profit cooperative, which is how we can offer higher rates and lower fees and exceptional customer service. Plus, all the latest conveniences, too. You can even open accounts, apply for loans, and become a member online or by visiting any of our convenient locations. So, whatever your interests, dreams, or financial needs, anytime is the right time to join Wisconsin Credit Union. Start at WisconsinCU.org. Member eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender. Member NCUA.
Pets don't break for summer, so your fight against them shouldn't either. With Safeguard feed formulations, keeping up that fight is easier than ever. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle on grass. Simply add it to your current feed and mineral program. No processing, no shoot, no added stress. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism.
You spend your whole life on the soil, so it's like it's a part of you. We're doing conservation programs with the USDA. We've been doing no-till, nutrient management, and we do cover crops on the no-till stuff. These practices are really paying off. Our sugar beets have gone from 18 ton to we're pushing 35 to 40 ton now. When it all boils down to it, these USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America. You're squawking over $20 billion. It's investment into the future for everybody.
John Burke is the owner of Burke Family Farms, Bay City, Michigan. John, tell me about how you use USDA conservation programs at your farm.
Well, over the years, we've been in numerous different programs, from the Conservation Security Program to the EQIP programs. We even had some local watershed programs. You know, we started reducing our tillage 30 years ago. So, you know, it was kind of an expensive process back then. So it was really nice to have some funding there from the USDA to kind of help cover some of them costs.
Absolutely. So staying consistent in the conservation effort is important in your practice, right?
Right. To stay in it consistently, it gets very expensive. So, you know, a lot of farmers will jump in and out of these programs because, you know, they get funding for a year or two and the funding disappears. So they really don't see a big benefit in a couple of years of cover cropping. You know, it takes 4, 5, 6 years sometimes before you see a huge benefit.
What is the status of that funding that's available through the IRA and other conservation programs? Is that funding in danger now?
From what I understand, yes, it is. If you're worried about climate change, this is how we protect the climate, is by sequestering that carbon. And we can do that very easily with no-till and cover crop. And if we stay in business, we can protect the climate. We can provide food at a cheaper price. Because if the farmers are not here in the U.S., what's our alternatives for food? You have to go across the pond somewhere and buy it.
Right. Food security is national security. That is John Burke, Burke Family Farms in Bay City, Michigan.
Whatever crop you grow, we can help you protect it. Bootstrapped and ready to serve, Atticus delivers battle-tested chemistries, AIs that you've come to trust and rely on, from a manufacturer that strives to operate in a way that makes us accessible, responsive, and reliable. Our relevant portfolio is ready to protect your battlefields and livelihood. No matter the pest, weather, or politics, Atticus and your American farmer tenacity is battle-ready. Meet your ally, AtticusLLC.com.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Atticus, providing battle-tested chemistries you know and trust.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Jim Flory. We are at the Marshall Animal Health Center, Marshall, Minnesota. It is Merck Day here at Marshall Animal Health Center, and joining us now is Teresa Wellew, right? Wellew?
Correct.
Got it. All right. Teresa, tell me about Marshall Animal Health Center. What do you got going on here?
Well, we're having Merck Day here today, and instrumental in that is my rep, Anna, and she is the reason we are doing what we do today, and the reason Merck is our number one vaccine here.
Excellent. Excellent. Tell me about the store. What's your clientele look like?
We do a little bit of everything. We're probably 50-50 large animal and small animal. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of dogs and cats. In addition to large animal, we also have doggy daycare, dog boarding, overnight boarding. We have some grooming available. And so that covers half the store. The other half of the store, we run a lot of cattle and some swine, sheep, goats. We do a little of all. We have a veterinarian that's contracted to work with us. And so we have prescription drugs, we have wormers, we have vaccines, you name it, we carry it.
Yeah. Well, I've seen some pretty happy pups come in here.
Yes, their tails are wagging and they're dragging their parents in.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So the overnight boarding and everything here at the center?
Summer is busy with dogs, yes.
I'll bet it is.
Yes.
I'll bet it is. And daycare. So if a pet owner doesn't want their animals home alone during the day, they come
they
here.
They bring them out. They play inside. Like they play outside. Yep. They look out the windows. If anybody likes dogs, come look in our windows, and the dogs are in there wagging their tails.
I love it. I love it. Southwest Minnesota, heavily on cow-calf production, correct?
Mm-hmm, correct.
So that's got to be a big part of your clientele.
Yes. That and feedlot. Yes.
And the feedlots.
Yep. And we do have a lot of calf raisers.
Yep.
Gotcha. So we do the milk replacer. We do a feed. I do bulk feed from Forma Feed. I do Purina. A little bit of everything.
Yeah. And plenty of hog buildings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lots of hog buildings.
So you said Anna is your rep here from Merck. What does Merck Day mean to you in this operation?
We were very excited when Anna first brought this idea to us. We were very excited about it because Merck is our number one line in the store here. And I've learned over the years that you don't always buy from the company, you buy from the people.
Yeah.
And that's why I have quite a loyal clientele, is because I try to give them that extra customer service knowledge and support and help that we can, that they may not get somewhere else.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You mean relationships still matter, Teresa?
They do. They do. I actually get invited to graduations and weddings and of my clients. Yes.
Nice.
Yep. So we do a lot of hands-on. If a customer's due a rebate, they don't have to do anything. I take care of it. I send it in for them. They just get the check.
Well, that's cool.
So it's easy peasy. Customer service, yes.
Easy peasy right there. Yeah. What else have you got going on here today?
So we all day long, we have 10% off anything Merck. So vaccine, safeguard, ear tags for flies. Everything is included that's Merck cattle. They get 10% right off the top as they're buying it today. And very from cool. 5:30 to 7:30, we're going to have Ling and Dairy here with their food truck and serving some food to the cattle guys. And we also have ice cream all day for June Dairy Month.
Is that ice cream machine I see over there,
yep.
Teresa?
Yep, we have that for June Dairy Month and dessert tonight. Yes, so come in anytime today and get some ice cream.
Awesome, awesome. And you've got some educational seminars that are taking place, right?
We do. Merck is manning some booths here so you can learn the proper vaccination techniques, proper implant placement. And I encourage the farmers to bring their kids. Their kids need to learn this. That's the next generation. We want to educate them so they know what they're doing when they get to that age. Yeah,
it's BQA training. It is. While they're in here, too.
Yep, and it's all free. That's and the it's best all, part.
Darn right. When you get those
giveaways. Yep, giveaways, door prizes. Yep.
Darn right. The kids need that for your 4-H projects and everything. Yep. So come on in and get it. That's excellent. That's excellent. Well, Teresa, thank you so much for making some space for us here today. We really appreciate it, and I hope you have a bang-up Merck day here.
We do, too. Come on in and visit us.
Fantastic. Thank you, Teresa. That is Teresa Wellew here at Marshall Animal Health Center. Davis, we are off and running with the Merck day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's looking good. Like I said, it's a beautiful day up here in Marshall, Minnesota. So if you are interested, get on out here and take a look at what is going on. I've got the address for you right. Yeah, I thought I had the address.
Big Apple's
1300, right? Is it 1300?
1300.
North Highway 59.
North Highway 59, Marshall, Minnesota. All right.
Now I'm curious.
Yeah.
When you and Big Apple were packing up to make for the event there, did you have room for the AgriTalk kissing booth?
No.
No room for the kissing booth.
Mm. Well, I hitched the dunk tank up to the rental car, so I pulled that along. Still waiting for that to fill.
All right, very good. We're going to want to fill that up, and then let the water maybe warm up a little bit too, like up to room temperature.
We're going to get Big Apple Joe up there, and people are going to be taking shots.
Ooh, that hose water is cold, brother. Can confirm.
No doubt. Yep. So the rest of the day here, Davis, we are going to be back here at Marshall, for this afternoon show. We're going to have another conversation about some of, about adding efficiency to livestock producers. Dr. Grant Crawford and Dr. Brent Meyer will be back with us this afternoon. A little bit of movement happening in the markets. I want to make sure that everybody is well aware of that. We've got some strength in the wheat market. We talked about that with Brian at the bottom of the hour. Yep. But boy, you see, after 9 days down in a row, anything you can see some strength coming to a market, you want to hope for the best at the end of the day. And we've got 15 to 20 cent gains going in the SRW wheat right now. So things are looking pretty good there.
Wow. Looking good there. You just assumed corn and soybeans follow along to the upside, wouldn't you?
Exactly. I wish there was a little bit more spillover support going in corn market, where it's mixed trade right now at mid morning, and that is not the performance that I would like to see with those kinds of gains in the wheat market. And the soy complex turned lower, soybean oil was trading just slightly higher here at mid morning. Crude oil futures also trading higher, over $78 a barrel. Hey, come back this afternoon. We're going to be back at Marshall Animal Health in Marshall, Minnesota.
We're living in the age of smart. Smartphones, smart cars. Heck, they even got smart refrigerators. And now, there's SmartFoil by Agroxy. Nah, it ain't for your kitchen. It's a biological foliar application for soybean growers. Specifically, the ones that know you gotta protect your beans at flowering if you want yield. SmartFoil reduces environmental stress, like heat and drought when it matters most, giving you better pod count and yield potential. It's the smart thing to do for your soybeans. So ask your retailer about SmartFoil by Agroxine or visit bigbeanbloom.com to learn more.
I taught for 20 years until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive.